Social and Funding Worker. One of the criteria for holding down this position is you have to have had lived experience of using mental health services. And I've got quite a lot of lived experience using services. Still currently accessing services now. I don't like to use the word mental illness. I think that's an old saying, we need to throw it in the bin. We used to, the word for me is mental health challenges or mental health issues. I myself have been diagnosed with bipolar. Now, throughout my being treated then, or being cared for with Leeds and York Partnership Foundation Trust, I've been an avid promoter of choice, involvement, having a say, being heard, being treated with respect and dignity, and playing a crucial role in the care programme approach, which is the care plan. Back in the day, unfortunately, it used to be written on your behalf for you, saying what was good for you and what wasn't good for you. Thankfully, we've moved away from that now. And it's all about getting people involved in writing their own care plan, asking them what it is that they want from us, what can we do to help them on their journey of recovery, and what areas do they need help? Because it's not just mental health, it's lots of other things that are going on in their lives that could have contributed to the relapse. It could be housing debt, unemployment, bereavement, relationship breaks down, breaking down. It could be a combination of taking too much alcohol, drug abuse, etc. So we need to address the whole person rather than just the diagnosis. And I hate that word, so I'm trying to move away from the medical model, promote the holistic model. I'm sure some people here will be pleased to hear that. Maybe some not, but there you go. So the care plan is crucial to somebody's part in the service they receive. Instead of us writing it, it now needs to be handed over for those to write it, people to write it themselves, with collaborative ways of working with members of staff. I'm involved in, I don't know if you've heard, the Service User Network meeting. I chair that meeting. We've got about 40 members at the moment. We meet regularly every month. They've had a great input into the care plan because it was deemed, the name was a bit not appropriate then, to say it mildly. We wanted to come up with a better name. So everybody had an input into what the care plan should consist of, what should be in it, how people want to be treated, and they came up with an alternative name. Donna, I'm going to point to you. I might get it wrong. I think it's My Wellbeing and Recovery Plan.
That's it.
Sounds a bit like the Wellness Recovery Action Plan, doesn't it? But it's a good name, and that was chosen by members. So it just goes to show we're empowering people to take and have a say. On the subject of having a say, I have been one person to be involved in designing questionnaires. I've also been at the brunt of 100 letters coming through my door asking me to fill them in. Some have gone in the bin because they're too long-winded. I prefer the kind of smaller version. And when you think about it, I encourage people, please fill them in. A lot of people are scared to share about their experience of the care, especially if it's not a good experience. They think it might affect their future care with the service. Most of these surveys are anonymous, in fact they all are. You don't have to put your name on unless you want to give some glorious feedback, then that's fine. But it's not going to jeopardise the future care that you receive. And if we put down what the problems are, then we're looking at ways of making improvements. For example, I had an issue with my CPN a few years ago. Didn't like her, didn't get on with her at all. And it was worth, it didn't seem relevant having one at the time because I couldn't relate to her. So if I'm not going to relate, I'm not going to open up and say what's going on. Now, instead of leaving the service and thinking there's nothing I can do about it, I complain because I know you can. You can actually choose another one if you're not, if there's no sort of good personality going on there, if there's personality clashes, whatever. So I chose another and had a wonderful experience. This time I was treated with respect and dignity and as a human being, not an alien. Unfortunately, there are people that do sometimes treat us like that. And that made a wonderful impact in my care and helped me to progress on my journey of recovery. So what I'd say to people is, if there are issues and you're not happy about them, please make somebody known. Go to PALS, for example. Speak to your care coordinator if you've got that relationship and it may be somebody else that you're not happy with in the team. But you have got a right to choose.